Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Trick or treat.
Smell my feet.
Give me something good to eat or I'll kill you.
I knew that was your line. See?
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Hello.
Hello.
I stay away from such things.
Such things as what?
As tomfoolery.
You know, I didn't have...
We have so much to say.
Well, I don't know if I want to start with this tragedy, but did you hear about the tragic shooting that happened in... I think it was South Carolina.
Well, it looks like you started with it.
I know. Actually, wow. Technically, no. I was saying, did you hear about it? Giving you the option to go, no, but another news.
What if we say, yes, we can move on?
That, I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it!
If you say...
Are there shootings that aren't tragic?
But this one is
especially... about the glorious shooting in South Carolina?
Sometimes shootings are fine.
Wonderful.
This is especially tragic. Dateline, Sumter, South Carolina. Ding dong, trick or treat. This family was going home after attending a party, and they decided to stop and trick or treat at a stranger's house because the lights were on. Now, let me just stop right there. In the small towns of America, I thought you could do that. I know you're not supposed to stop in the big cities where it's all dangerous and stuff unless you know the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking out for the safety of the children there. If you just stop at my house, who knows what I'm going to have in the candy. But if you're in a small town where everyone knows everyone,
yeah,
you know, the odds of someone poisoning the children of the small town decrease. So it's safer for the sake of the candy or whatever the kids are going to get. So I think where I grew up, it was okay to knock on stranger's house if the lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
where did this happen? What city?
This is in Sumter, South Carolina.
Oh, it's huge.
Well, that's where the Civil War fort was. I don't think it's a big city. I think it's a small town, isn't it?
Sumter. So you would go up to a house that you didn't know.
Yeah,
it's a small town.
Exactly. I think that's fine. That's what happened here. This family was going home after being at a Halloween party, and they stopped at a house to trick or treat because the light was on. Kids went up there, two boys, wearing ghoulish masks. The light was on now, Halloween. They rang the doorbell, and they were answered with shots through the door, through the wall, and through the windows from an AK-47.
It was a fine AK-47.
A fine AK-47. It was candy bullets.
One kid's dead. Dad and little brother wounded. And this is really disturbing and confusing. The guy says, who was, of course, arrested and charged with murder, he says he was shot and robbed in the past year, and he wasn't going to be robbed again. He wasn't going to be shot again. So someone rings his doorbell.
He was robbed by Ben 10 and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I mean,
not only
they came back for more.
Right.
It seems like he's
snapped. Spider-Man who's 4'3".
Why would you shoot through your own walls and windows? I get the door. That's where the people are. If I ring your doorbell, guess where I'm standing? Next to the doorbell.
It's probably not a good shot.
The element of surprise.
Yeah, but what good do those shots do, Frank? If I'm at your front door, okay, I understand shooting through the door. That's where the body's on the other side of. But now I'm shooting through the walls and the windows. All you're doing is breaking your own windows and screwing up your walls.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hit them. Wasted bullets.
Why would you shoot through your own door?
To kill the person who's going to rob and kill you.
Mm.
See, I get that.
How about get a peephole? Look outside and see a man there with two little children.
The peephole, if someone's on the other side.
I know.
And you can see when someone steps in front of the peephole and the light disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
So then you just shoot him right through the eyeball.
Right.
Hydrostatic on the peephole.
Or stick a knife through there.
The end of your gun barrel.
Ooh. First news report just first happened said that he did, in fact, look out and saw people in masks, and that's why he thought he was going to be robbed by people in masks. But they're ghoulish Halloween masks. Anyway, so he shoots 29 times through the door. And here's the other confusing thing. Police say they've also charged a 19-year-old that was in the guy's house for obstruction of justice when she was caught trying to run away after the shooting, carrying $7,500 in cash.
And Snickers bars.
No explanation.
I'm surprised more people aren't killed at Halloween parties.
You think? Why?
Where it's like you stab somebody in the neck, and they're walking around squirting blood, and they think,
help,
everyone thinking
help,
they're just really into their character. All right, you can get up off the floor now. Look how the blood pools. That's a really, really good group. I don't know how you did that.
It's true. No one's going to come to your aid. Great costume, man.
Yeah.
Love the way you're faking that death right there.
Yeah, there's a story in the paper over the weekend about cops who broke up a party, a pretty serious fight where there was a guy dressed as a cow and a guy dressed as a horse, like really going at it with each other. It's a stupid Halloween party. You start mouthing off. You see these two people in their costumes, you know, whooping ass. Tough look tough when you're dressed as a cow.
I'm kick your ass.
I'm going to write that down for next year's Frank's party, since I had to cancel it this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah, but back to hometown to visit the family.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Grandma died. I missed the funeral.
Yeah.
And I missed a lot of funerals, and so I just better go back and see the family at least.
Good,
you know,
for you.
Just say hey,
mm-hmm.
hang out with them. So I had to cancel my own Halloween shindig, but I like that. The costume boxing matches. Costume boxing. So next year when you show up, depending on what you're dressed like, we'll pair you up with the opposite.
Okay, that makes sense.
Boxing gloves on you and you kick each other's ass.
You're a cowboy, you're an Indian, and go.
That is good stuff.
Yeah, cowboys always win. And they stick us in a little reservation and give us an extra slot machine now.
God, what a horrible, horrible thing. Tax exempt. Frosty, I know we've kind of talked about it before on the show, but I want you to just be honest. Is there any chance that you could ever be attracted to a man?
First of all, I'm always honest on the show, and I love you, Heidi.
Oh, I love you, too. You big, honest guy, you.
Attracted in what way to a man?
Anyway.
Well, anyway covers all ways.
I know.
Are you saying the way I think you're saying the way?
You, in any way that you think.
Any way that you think.
Could you be attracted to him in...
Well,
we have to define attracted.
And we have to know how Fosse thinks, because we're all assuming how he thinks.
For example, I'm in awe of people like Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
Love him.
I mean, if Spielberg walked in, wouldn't my heart go pitter-patter and I'd get all flutter-flutter?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But it doesn't mean I want to sleep with Steven Spielberg. But I think that's the implication of your silly, salacious question.
If you could
question.
Get pregnant with Steven Spielberg's baby, would you?
Oh, hell, of course. Talk about a windfall when I divorce his ass.
That kid's going to look like E.T. for sure.
I'll be Amblin with his money. That was his first film, Amblin.
All right. So you do.
You are gay. You know that.
My God.
Aren't we all attracted to people who we admire?
Okay.
There's something speaks deep inside of you.
So you're saying your attraction comes from, I wish I could be that person.
Well, when someone walks into the room who has really amounted to something, or something you respect for whatever reason, maybe they're at the top of their game. Maybe it's the general manager of this radio station where you work.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some famous actor.
Such an ass kisser.
Mm.
If Barack Obama walked in, I think you would be hit with this aura, this, oh, wow, I really feel so, I feel good about being with this guy here. You could call that an attraction.
And if Barack Obama was in the bathroom here at the station after you met him, and he wanted to do a little foot tapping in the stall in there, you wouldn't take him up on it?
I don't think so.
Barack and roll.
You thought about that.
I was thinking about the blackmail. Could I profit from this?
The
fact that he's a blackmail?
I'm thinking of the blackmail.
Can you accommodate all that?
So the answer is yes,
okay.
But I think I've qualified it well enough to get it out of the purely sexual realm you intended.
All right. Well, I didn't necessarily intend this to be sexual, but I see a picture of a guy that I know, Frosty, that you are going to be so attracted to. You can't deny it.
Oh, I hope it's Zac Efron.
And he's an artist. He's an artist. His name is James Coon. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
K-U-H-N.
Yeah.
Coon or Cun, I don't know.
That's Coon.
Coon. James Coon. And every day he paints his face in a certain way. And this particular day he has painted his face. And as soon as I saw it, I went, now that is a guy that Frosty has to admit that he's attracted to.
Do you have this picture for Newton's Cradle?
I do.
Show me the picture of Jim Coon. Holy sweet Jesus.
Are you attracted to him?
Oh, yes. This is a man. This is a new cradle now. You've got to see this.
Hopefully, yeah.
FrostyHeidiandFrank.com.
I'll write it down the hallway,
make sure. It's brilliant. You want to describe it, Heidi? Because, yes.
Let Frank look at it
first. That's my hero. You haven't seen it yet, Frank? Check this guy out. My hero.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Take that, Spielberg.
I saw that and went, Frosty's got to admit he's attracted to this guy. Even just a little. He's got a pickle in his mouth.
This wacky artist, he does this every day.
Yeah, he
wears this look every day.
No, he made it. He paints his face different things every single day. Today it just happens to be that, but every day he paints it a different way.
But it takes hours to do that, I'm guessing.
But
Does he not have a job?
I guess he just wanted. Well, his job is he's an artist.
My job is I paint
my face. He's an artist. He's a wacky artist.
Yeah.
And the picture that we're looking at, you will eventually see at FrostyHeidiandFrank.com on the Newton's Cradle. He has painted his face like a Big Mac. And he's bald. He's a bald guy, so he's like full-on head, three-dimensional head paintings. Oh, you don't have it yet?
No, I laid it in there with Donald.
Wait till you see this in a few minutes. Absolutely amazing. And to do that, to paint that to yourself looking at a mirror, I'm guessing you're painting backwards.
I guess that's
how don't
he...
go now and say it's not up there, because it's not up there right now.
Just give him a couple minutes.
Yeah, come
it's
back,
laying
come
by
back
the
later.
Computer,
but
yeah.
it's not just
like
a.
5 minutes or so.
It's not just a stick figure. We're talking every sesame seed.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Every drip of mustard is there.
It's a handheld mirror and a paint palette.
I so does he alternate like Monday's Big Mac, Tuesday is a chicken leg, Wednesday is a slice
like,
of pizza?
Animals and famous people.
He does it every single day, right?
He made a pact with himself. He said, for the next 365 days, because I'm an artist, I'm going to paint my head something different every day. And today happened to be that
depending
thing.
On his mood?
I guess so, yeah. And
topical.
So today just happened to be a day that what the thing he chose to do.
So tomorrow's, I'm guessing, going to be an American flag?
Oh.
And tomorrow is election day?
Oh, is it? I hadn't heard. Is there an election going on?
You've been keeping track of that, Frosty?
I've been watching the news for the last 2 years.
I'm so glad tomorrow is election day.
Why?
So it's over.
No
and
kidding.
We can all move forward. And just enough with the... I'm sick of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess McCain appeared on Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's funny.
Well... Is it really going to help at this point, this last effort to go on Saturday Night Live and make fun of your campaign and say, hey, I'm going to become the double maverick, or I'm just going to go berserk and never do anything anybody says?
Will it
or
help?
No. Sad old grandpa.
Right,
it's like,
right,
come on,
right.
you're really trying to be president here. We got, you know, 2 days, well, when you did that, 2 days to go, 3 days. Why are you doing this now?
So
Saturday Night Live is not helping.
He knows it's over.
Do you think at
you
this
know
point,
it's over? Go out with some dignity.
Right.
But well, do you think, though, at this point, Frank, can it hurt at this point? Your
well,
Hail Mary passing
yeah,
at this point.
I think it can.
How?
But they're still undecided, Frosty, and he's doing Saturday Night Live skits. It's not very presidential at this point. Barack Obama, I mean, even though the paid infomercial was kind of cheesy, he basically looked like he was addressing, you know, the nation. It was like, it was big.
Mm.
And you go on and complain that you don't have the money. I guess we can do a QVC bit. Yeah, we can.
I thought it was hilarious.
Well,
right.
it's funny for what... I'm not saying it's not hilarious. Do it on November 16th. Do it in a couple weeks. You know, when you're still in top of mind, but it's over. And then make fun of yourself. Because this is not going to change anybody's mind. Win a vote. You turn yourself into a bigger joke than you already are.
You know,
I'm pissed off.
You are, because it's
He's
your candidate.
He's my man.
Well, there goes your candidate flying away.
I mean, first, you know, Sarah Palin, let's keep making this, you know, this joke about myself. Yeah, sad old grandpa.
Well, because what was his one? He says, you know, Barack Obama has been out there, and he said that we've got, you know, I got to win this now, or something along the lines of John McCain saying, oh, let him go away, because he's got... the rest of his life to run again. And John McCain's like, this
yeah,
is pretty
that's
much
a sad grandpa
this is
thing.
This is pretty much it for
and
me.
Say, come on, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Obama has many
Plenty
years
more.
To become president.
I wonder, Frank, if he was trying to appeal to, probably based on some research or focus group, maybe he was trying to appeal to the people who perceive Barack, and there are some of you, who perceive Barack as being an elitist. And here's John McCain, the guy you probably want to have a beer with over Barack. Beer-drinking guy, making fun of himself, going, you know...
Which one of his houses are we going to meet to have beers in?
Okay. He's a regular guy with a lot of houses and a lot of money.
And
what
out,
I'm saying
is... Cindy McCain is like the Vanna White of the QVC. I mean, come on.
I was just wondering, Frank, if maybe they said, look, there's one opening you may have to get a few more votes here with a Hail Mary pass. Go for the regular guy who's looking for someone who can laugh at themselves. Barack Obama did Saturday Night Live some time ago, but he wasn't really poking fun at himself like you know, the
And he
the
hasn't
Palin
done it
thing.
Since.
Yeah.
Well, he looked more presidential. Yes, I agree. But I thought at this point, what's it going to hurt? You got to try something.
I'm not saying what's it going to hurt.
Yeah.
I'm saying what's it going to help.
Right.
Why do it? If it's not going to help you, why do it?
That's two ways of saying the same thing. Kind of like, we need to win. We tried everything we
could do. They could do more hurt than help.
Well, see, Frost, where it's not going to...
But he's already losing, so what's it going to hurt?
Well, but see, what you're saying, what Frank is saying, it's not going to... It's not going
to
help.
Are you trying to win, or are you just giving up because you just want to be on TV?
Your parents are going to vote for John McCain if he does Saturday Night Live.
They already did.
Right.
Yeah, they already voted early
okay, so
in Florida.
If you're voting for John McCain, Saturday Night Live is not going to sway you one way or another. It's the ones that you go, geez, I don't know. It's really just, I could go either way. It's those people you've got to try to sway, and is that swaying?
Last week, there was the poll that came out late in the week that said, and I don't know how factual it is, it said 1 in 7 voters could still change their mind. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Which we thought was amazing, because how could you not know by now? But if 1 in 7 are still persuadable, let's say that's even slightly wrong, let's make it 1 in 8, 1 in 9, 1 in 10. If any of those people saw the bit and go, ah, look at that John McCain, he's a regular guy, make fun of himself, that's a funny bit, McCain, fine gold.
Mm.
Maybe they go, okay.
There's not so many people who even got that joke.
I know.
Right.
That's why you had to explain it.
I wonder if it did win a few votes and people are going, well, I don't know. Barack's a little too snobby. McCain's a regular. I like his sense of humor, John McCain. Why, this maverick in him, I like this maverick sense. Screw what they say. Screw the people like Frank Yoshe. It doesn't make you look presidential. I'm a maverick. I'm going to buck the rest of you and go on. Saturday Night Live.
Those people shouldn't vote.
Well.
Tomorrow. Are you doing tomorrow afternoon? You're doing after the show, obviously.
No, I'm doing it before the show.
Are you going to go before the show?
They open at 7 a.m. for me.
Okay.
So on the way to work, I'm going to vote.
Okay, maybe I'll just do that too.
There'll probably be lines after work. Like, I plan to go after. I'm expecting lines.
Yeah, maybe before is the way to go. So I just go to some old lady's garage in Encino, so that's what I'll do. But I'm still up in the air on the certain propositions that I'm going. I see both ads. I'm going, yes, I do feel sorry for the chicken. Well, no, what's it matter? Who cares about the chickens?
If you guys want to run through the props today, I've got the whole list and ready to tell you which way to vote.
I had a feeling you're going to do this, so I brought a bunch of loose meat and some sandwich meat.
Well, it's important.
And some cheese, some lettuce, and maybe some mayo, Miracle Whip.
Well, no, Mr. I'm more sandwich of a mustard maker, girl. Yeah. You could argue.
I know, it is boring as hell. But I mean, I saw the sample ballot, which gives you, like, for people, I'm guessing, that the sample ballot is really the only thing that people are going to read. Or when they get in there and they're looking at the props, it's here's the fors and against about this thing, and you vote right then. I doubt if anyone read that big catalog handout.
Except me. I've got it here. I read every page.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You brought that in and took notes. Well, that's not what people are going to read.
I know. No.
People are going to read that the election sample ballot before they go, or they're going to read it inside their little booth. So that information is what you should read to us,
right?
And we'll decide how we're going to vote based on that. Because any further, deeper, you know, watching videos, no one's going to do that.
No.
Oh, so you don't want to discuss each one?
Not really.
Oh,
I want to hear what,
easy yes and no.
Because yeah,
well, we could do easy yes and no in government 60 seconds if you'd like.
They put out this I'm trying to keep the audience around. They put out this big book, but no one read that except for Frosty.
Right.
And Frosty could sit here and discuss it for four solid hours, and he'd be alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that our listeners, and I think that most people who vote, are only going to read the sample ballot, the yes or the no.
Sounds good to me.
The people in the yes campaign had to narrow down their entire book down to a little paragraph.
This is exactly what we
want to know.
Right.
And the no people had to do the same thing. So based on that information,
you don't hear my reasons for and against arguments, both sides. I have it all. Some are actually very interesting discussion topics.
Yeah, there are some that I like. The abortion one. I thought we already voted on that.
All right, Frank wants to go 1 through 12. So take notes. 1 through 12. Ready?
1A.
What? You know, I can't figure if it's 1 or 1A, because in the big fat book you get, it says 1. The small book says 1A. Anyway, 1 is the speed bullet high-speed rail train.
I already put no on that one.
$10 billion in bonds for that, yes or no?
No!
Oh.
Well, too bad we're out of time.
Okay.
That was our entire segment of the props.
So we've covered the election. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, did you notice that was a short commercial break? Yes, shortest commercial breaks we've ever had.
Yeah.
Here on 97.1 FM Talk, the least we can do.
Give us more time to talk politics.
Or anything.
Yeah. People are begging for commercials in a minute.
888-520-9710 is the number if you want to join us. What do you want to do, yes or no?
Don't get all pissed.
Yes or no on one.
I didn't hear what one was.
Oh, high speed. Number one, I'll if you go through the ballot, it's if you want to know what they are, I can tell you in more English.
See, I don't want the big book version. What I said I wanted was give me the cliff notes that they're going to get on the ballot when they actually go into the booth, because that's really the only thing those people are going to read.
So
most people only read what's on the ballot. They don't take the time to sit down with their homework booklet that everyone got sent in the mail. Mm. That thing ends up in the trash.
So what's the point?
If all they're going to hear is exactly what they read on the ballot thing, what's the point of this discussion?
To see what they're going to be thinking. It's like, you're going to read this. Now, what does this mean based on this? Would you vote yes or no? Because that's the only information you're going to get.
Number one.
As a voter.
Take notes and write down 1 through 12, because there's 12 main propositions. 1, $10 billion for high-speed rail.
No.
I say no as well.
I do, too.
We just aired a commercial for it saying yes, but anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard that, too.
Why say no?
Right. No more money. We're not spending any more money.
States there you broke. Go. We don't have any money left.
Mm-hmm.
Two, stop confining farm animals.
Yes.
Who gives a crap?
You got to vote one way or another, though.
Well, I say
who gives a crap on not a box?
Don't think it is this year. But we can vote on whether we should add a box that says who gives a crap on the next ballot.
Well, I see. I feel bad for little chickens.
Yeah. I mean, right. I know we're killing them.
I love to eat them.
Unless they're fried. I have barbecue sauce on them.
I love to eat them, but I've seen the footage the TV station have showed 4, 5, 6 in these little cages where they can't stretch out, they can't stand up, they can't turn around.
The
they
one
can't
that
down.
Got me was
can't you buy chickens in a store right now that
free
aren't?
Range?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could go down your chicken aisle.
More expensive, I guess.
And spend a little bit more money if you feel that bad for the chickens.
Mm.
Well, the problem with free-range chickens is they're out there walking around in their own feces and they get a 20 times more increase of salmonella.
Are you
that's
reading?
A bad thing.
That's my notes. That's my notes. That's my words.
That's
I just said
crap.
That. No, it's...
No, the one that got me is how they treat the cows. That's so sad.
Did you see just that video? I sent you both video clips. Did you see that?
Mm. But the way they treat them makes them delicious.
That is true. He does have a point, but I'm still voting yes.
Okay, in California, there are no veal farms. It doesn't apply. Mm-hmm. There's only one major hog farm, believe it or not. There's no veal farms. This mainly relates to chickens, little innocent chickens. Mm-hmm. Ooh, they're delicious all fried up. I say yes. Why not? You know what? The farmers are going to have to spend more money to make their farms bigger, buy more land, and build bigger cages to keep them in. But they should have done that to begin with.
No. Chin face.
So number two, stop confining farm animals. I say hell yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, the cost is 1 cent more per egg by the time it gets to you. One little penny for that chicken to have a good day out there stretching around in its beautiful cage. Luxurious cage.
Yeah,
snack
still
bar.
In a cage. We're still going to kill it and eat it.
All right.
Why not?
But I
want to
treat something.
Why not make it want to be killed as opposed to living high in the hog in their farm condo?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, what?
How about they're begging for death? They're walking up to the stump and the axe saying, please cut my head off
chicken
and send me over to the chicken palace.
Can we extend this to like crippled children and grandmas with Alzheimer's? Make their life so miserable up in the attic they want to die?
They were sold in buckets. But
or,
they're not.
Or as nuggets.
I still say, come on, let's have...
Yeah.
At least we can do this while they're alive. Let them enjoy life for a little bit.
Before
I eat something, I'm nice to it. No. So you're voting yes for bigger cages. I'm saying hell no.
Okay.
Well, you're canceling now, bastards. Okay, number three.
I'm saying yes, so...
Oh, okay. We win, Frank.
Let's
thank you, Heidi, for your vote. All right.
And if you'd like to call in, 888-520-9710, if any of your opinions matter, or you want to get your opinion out on the air to help influence... Maybe our votes, you can help us switch. I say no on the chickens and no on the trains.
Okay.
I don't take the trains.
One was trains.
Too much money.
One was with $10 billion we don't have to spend.
Yeah.
Two, the animals, I say, come on, yes. Let's give them a nice little life before we kill them and butcher them. All right. Three. Oh, God, here we go. Can I just say, anytime I see anything that says, for the children, I go, no!
That's how they get you.
Because they always play
But you're for the chickens. You're so freaking stupid. It's the chickens, but not for the children.
But,
oh God.
You know, every time I hear them beg money and they say, because it's for the children, it's a heartstring card.
What is
play.
This one? I don't know what
they
it is.
They want $1 billion. Three is they want $1 billion for children's hospitals.
To do what?
Well, to construct, expand, remodel, renovate, furnish, and equip children's hospitals.
No.
No.
The catch is, if you really are interested at all, this would go to any hospital that even has... treatment of children, not necessarily just children's hospitals. So I think it's misleading. $1 billion we don't have to spend.
Right.
That's all I need to hear.
No,
yep.
On three.
$1 billion, no.
We're running a state like we're running a household. What are we cutting? What do we need? We don't need that,
Anything that asks us to spend money, I'm voting no.
Well, you just wait till we get to Prop 12, would you say?
So I'm pretty much all no?
Yeah, well, you just wait.
We are four.
All right, this is kind of weird. This isn't necessarily about money. This is the waiting period and parental or guardian notification before a teenager can get an abortion.
Right, because it's already... This, you're voting now to amend... Yeah, see, I put no, too.
Under the age of 18.
Right, so basically what they're saying is...
Sarah's Law.
If I'm a 14-year-old girl and I'm pregnant, I... Right now...
Yeah, we understand what it says.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people do, because it's one of those where you're going, if I'm voting no, what am I voting for? Right now it's on the books that, as a child... I would have to wait 2 days, that my parents would have to be notified before I get an abortion. I'm voting against that so that if I'm a 14-year-old girl, I can just go to the abortion clinic, and if I've got the $500, I can get an abortion.
I thought we already voted on this.
So we did, but now we're voting again to amend that.
There's a slight difference this time. Yeah, it pops up every time. The difference is this time. This is really kind of complicated, but let me break it down for you, baby. The difference now is... If parents, if kids are worried about telling their parents because their parents would kill them if they found out they're pregnant, now they can tell a guardian. They don't have to tell their parents. They can tell a guardian. But that guardian and or doctor must notify law enforcement and child protective services that their parents would beat them or take it out of them. So they have to report their parents as being abusive. Mm. They can tell a guardian instead of their parents, but they have to turn their parents in.
For what?
As saying, oh, They're abusive. They're abusive parents. They have to identify their parents.
I haven't done anything yet. You haven't told me.
Mm-hmm. Well, right.
How can you say I'm going to react one way and tell the cops, and the cops are going to come investigate me when nothing ever happened yet?
Well,
I wasn't told.
Yeah.
I didn't react.
They're saying the reason I can't tell mom and dad is because they will beat me. They're abusive parents.
Oh, and you can predict the future now.
Well, based on the past abuse I've received, this seems fishy to me. Because now they're in worse trouble than ever before. They've identified their parents to law enforcement as abusive.
So we vote no on that, meaning if I'm 14, I can go get an abortion, no questions asked. Is that what voting no means?
Yeah.
Okay, then I got no. No.
I say no as well.
No. All right. I'm with you on that, no.
I say no just because I think that if you're going to be out there gallivanting and getting pregnant, well, then your boyfriend will knock you up to dig up $400.
Right.
You don't need to be coming to me and telling me about it and making me pay $400 because he ran off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have this kid, well, good luck to you. Get going.
Right.
You're an adult now. Look, you're having babies.
Look how grown up you are.
You go get a place to stay, and Grandpa will come visit your kids. Because you ain't staying here.
Right.
What do you say about the teens that are going to seek, like, back alley abortions
That's
now?
That's crap,
They
too.
Can't get medical treatment. They can't go to the... because they have to report their parents.
There's always going
to
be a doctor who's going to do that. There's always
back alley doctors.
No. But there's going to be somebody who...
That's a scare tactic. Back alley rusty hanger. Come on.
The children. The children. Back alley abortions. The children.
So I would say no on that.
I'd say no on that.
And then number five.
Ooh, Frank, this is right up your alley. Number five is the Nonviolent Drug Offender Rehabilitation Initiative. It's what the opponents call the Drug Dealer's Bill of Rights. Essentially, Frank, people like you who might be arrested for nonviolent, remember that word, nonviolent drug offenses, you get treatment instead of time behind bars.
Okay.
Now, the opponents say...
But that's going to cost us money.
Well, not necessarily. They say the cost of the prison is about the same as what the cost of the new treatment programs were. So it's kind of a wash.
What kind of offenses?
Nonviolent drug offenses.
So possession?
That'd be nonviolent, yeah. There you go.
Well, misdemeanors are just tickets anyway, unless you have over a certain amount and you look like a dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do...
Because if you have over a certain amount, they say it's what, intent to sell, even though... It might be someone's personal stash.
But that might, that's still considered a nonviolent drug offense, even if you've got tons of it, right?
He might go to jail because he had an intent to sell. But he's nonviolent.
So they say, instead of that, we're going to send you to this rehabilitation.
Well, if you do other things like violate parole, you break drug treatment rules, you commit certain drug crimes, all you have to do, devil's advocate here for a second, is say, oh, well, I'm addicted, I'm a drug addict, help, and then you wouldn't get the prison time, you get the treatment program instead of prison.
I say yes on that.
That would send fewer people to prison for drug crimes, non-violent drug crimes. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know what, if you have a drug problem, how about you treat the root of the crime, which is the addiction itself.
Mm-hmm.
The treatment program will do more good than just throwing you in jail with a bunch of other addicts.
Well, you're gonna do drugs
you get
just
out
to get
and
through.
You weren't helped at all.
Mm-hmm.
If it costs the same, why not? Opponents say it's a veiled step toward legalizing drugs. That's bull crap.
It's the same as alcohol classes. When you get a DUI and nobody was injured, it was a non-violent alcohol charge.
Right.
You were driving under the influence.
So you didn't
go
to
jail. And you got busted. Nobody died. You didn't die. There was no property damaged. So we're going to send you to, you know... community service and alcohol classes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same damn thing. So if we can do it for alcohol, why not do it for drug offenders?
Yes, yes on five.
Nonviolent. If we were talking violent drug offenders, that's a whole different ballgame. But this
look
is
at
nine.
That. I got a yes on my list.
Mm-hmm.
We have calls as well. 888-520-9710. Hello, Dino. What's up?
Hey, I was just wondering why you guys just didn't vote early. Because that would have made it easier. Then you wouldn't have to wait till tomorrow.
Just,
this is not as fun.
Yeah, it's more fun to be in the vibe of election.
That's like opening Christmas presents like on the 12th of December because your family's got to get together. You're like,
yeah.
I get rushed when I stand there in the line. Even though I don't mind waiting once every 4 years or whatever. Art in Redondo Beach, hello.
Frank Harvey.
What's up, man?
Trip, how you guys doing?
Great.
On the abortion one, I don't think that they should give underage girls a way out of being irresponsible if they get pregnant. You know, with the whole...
Well, you want irresponsible girls raising babies?
But come on now, I mean, then what about if 15-year-old girls go around getting knocked up?
So you're implying...
They have the out of getting a free abortion.
What are you saying?
He's implying it's going to make it easy. Though I didn't touch the phone. He's still there. He's implying it's going to make it easier for girls to run and get pregnant because abortions are easy now. That you're looking at it squarely. They're already pregnant. Now what do you do? Yeah, they're irresponsible, but they're pregnant now.
And instead of giving them an out of the abortion, how about they teach them not to get pregnant and about birth control? Spend money that way.
Art, here's the problem.
Don't defuse the bomb after it's already gone off.
No, all of you are wrong. You know, even listening to the prop. It's about not telling your parents that you're getting an abortion. Now, do you really think that this girl who she has a talking relationship with her parents before she got pregnant? I don't think she probably had that in the first place. So this is kind of a stupid thing to even bring up, going, should we make these girls tell their parents?
Mm.
Well, at this point, they probably didn't have a relationship telling their parents in the first place. The ones who do and have a silly mistake because the condom broke or they made a mistake one night and didn't wear one, they can go tell their parents it's going to be handled.
I guess my only problem is that they're going to make the taxpayers flip the bill for it.
That's why I said, really? How much is this going to
be?
I said no.
Yeah, four isn't really a fiscal issue. That's not necessarily the opposition to that.
Pay for what? What's the cost?
That's not really even an issue.
Oh, well, here it says in the thing, it says potential unknown net state cost of several million dollars annually for health and social services programs, which would probably be like Planned Parenthood.
I spend enough money on my own personal health care. Why should I spend money on somebody else's healthcare?
A few million, who cares? When the ones have a B in front of it, billion, that's for a state this big. It's significant. A few million bucks for California with 20 million people, irrelevant.
Thanks, guys.
A few million for health care? Frank, you're talking
spending anything when you don't have any money left. Mm. Spending anything is relevant.
But a few million could be 3, 4, 5 million. It's not 10 billion like the train thing. There's a huge difference there. You have to spend money. You have to spend a little money. And if it's for health care, I don't have an issue with that.
This is what we should do. Screw all these props. Say no. And we vote on the ones that aren't working at the moment. Well, we vote on the past. What government programs do we have in place that aren't, you know, doing well?
Okay.
And they just compete against each other. Okay, how did you guys do last week? We did this.
Right.
We made it this far since you guys put this into place.
Well, then you're done.
Well, you didn't do crap.
Right.
And how much are you getting paid? Then we can fire everybody.
Mm. I like that
idea.
On.
That way we let the people be in charge of what spendings we cut.
I like that.
So let them, you know, everyone else decide for us. And then everything we get to vote on, you feel like a douchebag if you don't vote yes because... Oh, yeah, children's hospitals. Oh.
Chickens.
Oh.
Veterans.
Fast trains. Oh. Well, they all sound great.
Right.
But they all take money.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's going to vote yes on them. There's more spending, and let's vote on what we can cut.
I like that.
I do, too, Governor Kramer. When you run, that could be in your platform because it's actually a good idea. How about everything that we pass is like a lease? 4 years later or 2 years later, you vote, do you extend the lease or turn it back in?
Mm-hmm. We talked about the same thing with marriage. That's what you do. You go, all right, we've been married 3 years. How's this looking? Is it working? Want to stay or go? What are we doing?
Yeah, we voted yes on this number one, this train thing.
I voted.
But if we did,
okay,
I
said no.
See how far they've come in a year with that. How much money they spent in a year? How far have they come? How close are we getting to completing this whole thing? And if it's not even a dent, screw you guys. You're all fired.
Check this out. Number one, the train. It's $10 billion of bonds from us. Congress is expected to raise another $10 billion. The rest is supposed to come from private sector. What if Congress doesn't kick it in? What if the private sector doesn't kick it in because the economy's bad? Guess where those other billions come from? Us.
Ugh.
That'd be the next initiative. Well, we have a shortfall for the trains. We need $40 billion more.
Okay, then that's no for sure.
Anything spending, I'm saying no on.
Well...
Where are we? Number six?
Okay, so we left off at Nonviolent Drug Vendor Rehabilitation Initiative, which is five.
Yeah, we're doing yes on that one.
Okay, I understand a word you said.
Drugs, five.
Mm-hmm.
We're for drugs, five.
Mm-hmm.
Six, $1 billion a year for police to fight gangs. The children.
Should they be doing that anyway? Isn't that part of the job description?
See, that's just it. It's like, well, why don't you just do what you're paid to do?
Well, they don't have enough money.
Or does this mean we're going to raise money so we can hire more officers?
Even though there's no guarantee a single new officer will ever hit the street.
No.
Oh, then no.
It's $1 billion a year.
No.
It does. It does increase the sentences for illegal immigrants who commit crimes and increases, like, by 10 years, dangerous felons.
But they're piggybacking that on all this other crap.
Yeah.
So you go, well, yeah, yes, that sounds good in order to vote for that.
Yeah, fighting gangs and children's hospitals.
Then that's easy. No, because if no new officers are hired, then forget it.
So member number 6 comes with a price tag of about $1 billion a year.
Nope.
Well, we got to take a very short break, shorter than normal. Get out your stopwatch, time it, I guarantee it. Right back with your calls about all the props, how you vote in 888-520-9710.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Now email's coming in, too. It's lesbfrank971@msn.com talking about these props. As briefly as possible, because I don't want to bore people to tears. And like I said, I think everyone's just sick and tired of talking about the elections. Even though it is tomorrow, I think some people try to escape, especially when it's three of us talking about it. For some reason, people just don't like that.
Yeah.
We got Colleen saying about the prop about the pregnant girls. Which one's that?
4.
Says, here's why we need to pass that. I would worry that my daughter would be afraid to tell me she is not pregnant. What? She's pregnant, so she would be allowed to get an abortion legally and seek one in a back alley with a rusty wire hanger. But here's what I say to you. If your daughter is not willing to tell you that she's pregnant, then you failed as a parent. And if she has to go to a rusty hanger in a back alley, that's your fault. It's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I have to put rules into place to make sure your kid talks to you? All right?
That's good.
Okay.
It's up to you.
So be better parents and you won't have an issue.
Mm.
Well, I think when it comes to kid issues and parenting, yeah, it all comes back down to how well you are as a parent to get your kid ready to go out into the world and be a productive member of society.
Mm-hmm.
And if you raise kids that aren't productive members of society and you can't talk to and are getting, you know, pregnant at 14, yeah, they're going to have sex. You can't stop it.
No.
Yeah, educate them, talk to them, make sure you talk to them. And if you don't talk to them, you're asking for trouble. And then don't blame anybody else. When your kid goes and gets that abortion in an alley,
mm-hmm.
because we voted no on it. It's not our fault. It's your fault because you suck as a parent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So don't try to get us to vote for something that eventually you can blame us for the reason that your kid had that happen.
I can't imagine having a kid.
Kramer.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Please stop. Sit down, people.
Or 12.
That's me clapping.
And I joined it. I can't imagine having a kid so scared of me, Dad, even if I had a temper. Even if I had beat my kid when I shouldn't have. I can't imagine my daughter not coming to me to tell me, Dad, I need help. Papa, don't preach. Whatever.
Mm.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you're doing all the lyrics.
I'm keeping my baby.
I mean, but the thing is, Frank, at that point, you should have been a good parent is be damned. The kid does have a fetus in her. So then what do you do? If they have to go to the back alley to get an abortion because they're afraid of dad, it's a crying shame they can't talk to mom or dad about it, but they're pregnant. So if they...
But if they don't have to tell mom and dad, they can go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have to identify your parents as being abusive. That's why you couldn't tell them. Then they find out because the social services comes knocking and going, your child is reported using an abusive parent. Isn't that even worse than just telling them to begin with? Anyway, how about kids just don't have sex anymore?
But that's the problem, Frosty. See, that's the problem with parents are doing. We don't talk about it. We just say, no, no, no. No, here's what you do. You sit down your kid and you say, here's the thing. I hope you have a bright future. You bring a kid into the world at 14, 15, 16 years old. Your future's pretty much down the toilet. That's hitting them hard with that. Yeah, can you come out of that? Of course. But hit them hard with, you know, you got a bright future. You're a good kid. So don't you want to go to college and party and have fun? All that's out the window if you have a baby when you're 15. Because I'm not going to take care of it. It's all you. You're going to be a grown person at 15 with this baby. So you sit down and say, you're going to have sex? Of course you're going to have sex. You're going to be in the backseat with some guy. He's going to be making out with you. You're going to be like, I want it. I got to have it. Fine,
all right,
do it.
So what was the joy of sex for you at 15, Heidi?
Well, I didn't have sex at 15.
Well, just pretend that you did. But when you first started having sex, what was the joy? Was it the feelings? Were you orgasmic back then? Or
Is
this, you wanted to feel like you were an adult in a loving relationship, and this is what adults do, and obviously he loves me because he's doing that to me? I mean, what was it for you?
I liked the physical feeling of it. It wasn't an adult feeling for me, really, because
so it was all about the genitals and feeling good, rubbing on something.
I liked that, but again, I never had sex without a condom on, ever, because that was too afraid of getting pregnant, because I knew I had my future planned out in my head.
So let's show kids how great masturbation can be.
Nobody was going to get in the way of that.
It's all about just the physicalness of sex.
Absolutely.
Pass out jelly sleeves and dildos at the sex education classes.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
That should be an initiative. Is it too late to get Prop 13?
Jelly
14,
sleeves
14
and dildos, yes or no? I say yes.
But I don't think the government should have to pay for those.
No,
that's a little over the top.
Yeah. But no, I think that's what you got to do. You got to just sit them down and say, and don't say, no, you're not having sex. You are not to. No, you know what? You're going to probably try cigarettes. You're going to try alcohol. You're all the things. And that's what my mom did. She said, you're going to have all these feelings.
What
if
Joe,
hope you don't.
The guy that you had sex with first, mm-hmm. What if he said, I don't like condoms?
Sorry.
You would have been strong being that young girl, and he was going to be your first, and he was your first love, and he's like.
Oh, yeah.
He was older. He was 37, and you were 17, maybe 18 in a couple weeks.
Yeah. No way. Wouldn't have happened. Like I said.
You wouldn't have crumbled under pressure.
No way.
You say that now, but put yourself back in that teenage brain.
Did I get pregnant?
Teenage hormones going.
I did
but
it my
he
way.
He refused to wear condoms. He wore condoms, but if he'd have been that guy who said, no, I just don't like the way they feel.
Well, again, I guess we're only doing oral then. Because you're not doing, there was nobody that was going to stand in my way. And I knew that definitely would. I mean,
were you doing oral before you had sex with him?
No, not with him. Uh-uh. I never did that.
You never did?
No, he was my first.
How'd you get that mouth collusion you're talking about where your mouth was shaped like a wiener?
I was a thumb sucker. Oh. Thank you. But no, I never even gave him oral before he had sex. I didn't do that till much later.
Even after sex had started, you never did.
Oh, yeah,
till much later.
No. I'm just saying that we were happy doing what we were doing, and then...
What were you doing if you weren't doing oral?
I did a little handy.
You said we were happy. Maybe you were happy, and he was.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
He's 37. It's okay to get a handy from a 17-year-old?
He wasn't quite that old, but he was older. He looked 47.
What's wrong with being 37 and getting something from a 7? What's wrong with that? Oh, wait, that's Prop...
37, not 57.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. I would sit my kid down as hard as it is, and you want to throw up in your mouth thinking of her doing those things, but you're going to say, these are the feelings you're going to have, and just don't be stupid about it. Wear a condom every time, yes, even if you're on your period.
But that's not the end of the conversation.
Or get your daughter on the pill.
Yeah, I mean, but
that's
then,
a responsible move, isn't it? Even though it kind of looks like you're giving up.
But then you still got to worry about a condom because of STDs.
Well,
so,
I know, but you're not worried about the abortion issue.
Well, exactly.
And you can't say just don't have sex because guess what? They're going to have sex
anyway.
You're
going to want it.
So you have to cover. And when you do have sex,
right.
Though I don't want you to, wear a condom. And if, God forbid, you get pregnant, come to me and tell me.
Heidi's just oral.
Yep, that's what I tell
just
my daughter.
Oral. Or backdoor till marriage. That's what you're going to tell your kid?
Why not? At least I don't have to raise grandkids, which I wouldn't do. Mm-mm. Not after.
You're going to have multiple vegetables laid out on the kitchen table. It's time for our talk, honey.
All right. Oh, now, God. It depends on...
Have you seen Mommy's banana video off the mic?
Now, we can also go hothouse cucumber, but that's probably a little further down the road. Start with baby carrots.
Isn't there a DVD you can give them? Here, watch this.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers demonstrates it or something. I don't know.
Oh, good Lord.
Or whoever.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. There's a good parody video.
Well, here, receiving or giving?
In his case, I'm not really sure.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Where we leave off?
I think on number 7. We're up to number 7.
All right. Calls.
Oh, yes. 888-520-9710. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow, I've got to follow Heidi's oral experiences with Prop 2.
Oh. That's these farm animals. Stop confining farm animals.
Yes. I just want to enlighten perhaps Frank and the listeners that this is definitely not just a chicken issue. California is the largest farming industry, and this affects 20 million animals yearly. This is chickens, calves, and pigs.
Okay, there are no veal farms in the state of California.
Yes, there are.
And
there's tons in Chino.
Veal farms, not cows.
Veal?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They still exist.
The voter guide says there aren't any.
It's
very
barbaric.
Oh, God. I know. I saw the video. It makes me sick to my stomach.
And they've gone to...
Well, yeah, but you eat the sausage, but you don't want to see how it's made.
This proposition actually has gone through all the states, and some have completely this type of farming. But it's going to take till
2015.
Exactly.
I still say yes, Donna.
It's got to
Frank,
start
I'm sorry.
Somewhere. It's very barbaric. It's unnecessary. It's not healthy.
And it's very rock and roll. It's the least we can do for the animals we're going to butcher and eat later.
How about we just eat more fish?
Hey, count me in. Where do I vote on that? I say yes.
You vote at home on that one. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.